Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Ministry of Reconciliation. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Let's get into the Word again today in Psalms 133. We've been on this for some weeks now. We're calling it the Ministry of Reconciliation. And we looked in Psalm 133, and let's read this again. Psalm 133, 1 says, "Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity." Fellowship, getting along, unity is absolutely one of the most enjoyable things there is in life. The opposite of it is one of the most hellish. Strife and fighting is actually a taste of hell. And unity and peace and love is a taste of heaven. It is, because these are the actual environments of these places. And verse 2, this unity, this good, full and free fellowship, it's like precious ointment on the head that ran down or flowed down the beard, even down to the skirts of his garments. It's anointing involved. And the anointing is manifestation of the person and the presence of the Holy Spirit. Verse 3 says, it's like the dew of Hermon and the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore. In 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter, let's notice this. 2 Corinthians 5:17, he said, "If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature or creation. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." Now that's not on the outside, obviously. That's not even in your mind. But it's in the inner man. The hidden man of the heart. You know, when you're born again, God didn't just heal you in spirit. You were recreated, amen. Not fixed. Amen. Big difference. Verse 18, "And all these things are of God, who has reconciled us to Himself by Jesus Christ, given to us the ministry of reconciliation." Verse 19, that is, God was in Christ reconciling the world to Himself, not imputing their trespasses to them. He's committed to us the word of reconciliation. Once we have been reconciled to God, are made at one with Him, at peace with Him, instead of at odds with Him, once that's happened for us, then we have a job, a ministry, and a message. What is it? Help other people be reconciled to Him. And that's not just preachers now, that's every believer. And he said, "Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ." Say it out loud. I am
an ambassador
for Christ. And he said, "As though God did beseech you by us." Ambassador means one who is sent by somebody else, who represents somebody else, who speaks for somebody else. Who are we speaking for? God. And we are praying people in Christ's stead. You could say it like this: if Jesus were here, He would tell you that God loves you and that He paid the price for you and that He's not holding your sins against you. He already paid for them. Come on and come to God and be reconciled to Him. But Jesus is not here in the flesh, but He sent me to tell you this. That's not a stretch. This is applicable to everyone who has themselves been reconciled to God. We pray you in Christ's stead, in His place. Be ye reconciled to God. Now this also reveals that not everyone is already reconciled to God. Because if they already were, just on the basis of what Jesus has done alone, by grace alone, there would be no ministry of reconciliation. There would be no need for us to try to tell people and try to get them, come be reconciled to God, because they already would be based on what Jesus has done. Somebody says, well, hasn't Jesus already paid the price? Yes, He has. But all the grace of God is a gift. And the only gifts you enjoy are the ones you receive. Just because it's been given to you does not mean you'll enjoy it. You have to receive it. And what God has provided and given by His amazing grace must be received by faith. Faith is the hand that takes and lays hold and receives the gifts. Hallelujah. You got to receive Jesus as Lord. You've got to receive the price He paid. You got to receive that He reconciled you to God. And if you do it, you'll experience it. Has anybody in here experienced some of this? Amen. Yes, you have. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Go to Ephesians, please. Ephesians and the second chapter. Ephesians 2, all of this is wonderful, but down about verse 15, let's look. It says that Jesus... Well, I'll tell you what, back up to verse 11. I don't want to move too fast. He said, remember that you, being in time past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh made by hands. Keep reading the next few verses. At that time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. That's where everybody is that has not received Jesus. And now people are trying to say that all the bad stuff and everything that's happening is because God is doing it in their life. But the truth is, in many people's life, God, back up to verse 12 again, they are without God in the world. God is not involved in their life. That's the problem. Oh, come on, can you see this, saints? This is one of the biggest errors that even millions of church-going people try to say and believe, trying to attribute everything that's happening to God, that it's somehow His mysterious plan and will. And the biggest problem is that in so many people's lives, God is not involved at all. That's what's wrong with their life. Do you remember Revelation said, Jesus said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. What does that mean? At that point, is He in the room with you?
No.
He is not in the room with you. He's not involved in what you're doing, which is why things can be such a catastrophe. He's not even in it. He's not even involved in it. How many want God in the room with you? You want? Well, He said, you got to open the door. You got to open the door. I'm knocking. I'm saying I want to be with you. I want you to be one with me, but you got to invite me in. You got to open the door. You got to let me in. Right. Now, He's God. He could dematerialize the door.
Amen.
Is that right?
Yep.
He could. Somebody said, well, He's God. That's what He wants us. That's what's going to happen. You're wrong. You're wrong. That's not how He has made it. He's made it so that we really do have a free will, and He is not going to impose Himself on us, even if it means our destruction. He will not override our choice and our will. Aren't you glad by the grace of God you've made the right choice and received Him and believed on Him? Well, as much as you can, help somebody else to make the right choice, right? Without God is the problem. So much of what's going on in the world round about us is godless. And can you see what the motive and push is to get God out of everything? Don't bring up God in this. Don't bring up God in that. Don't bring up God in that. Well, without Him, you're not going to have what He has. His peace, His grace, His blessing, His protection, His healing, His provision. The list goes on and on and on. No, we don't go anywhere without Him. We want Him in all of our... How many want God all in your business? Somebody say, God, I want you all in my business. In everything. I want you in my house, in every room. I want you in the closets, right? The cupboard. I want you everywhere. I want you... Well, He will not be automatically. He'll only be into the places you invite Him in, that you give Him access to. The reason I say that is because even church-going people, oftentimes they'll give God access to certain parts of their life, but other parts are closed off to Him. But if you're smart, you'll have Him come on into every room, into every part of your life. Keep reading. Verse 13. But now, in Christ Jesus, you who sometimes were far off are made nigh, that means near, by the blood of Christ. This is reconciliation in a verse. We used to be afar off. We used to be on the outside. We used to be without God. Now, because of what Jesus has done and because of us receiving it, we are not on the outside looking in. We're not foreigners and strangers without hope, without God in the world. Now, in Christ Jesus, those who sometimes were far off, we are made close, near. Hallelujah. Right on up to the throne room. Right on up to union with Him. Verse 14. He is our peace. Come on, say it out loud. He is our peace. He is our peace. Who? Who's this talking about? Jesus. Yeshua. He is our peace, who has made both one and broken down the middle wall of partition between us. There was a wall between us and God. You remember when Adam and Eve sinned, what happened? They got driven out. Remember that? Driven out of the Garden of Eden. And there was a flaming sword. There was a barrier between them and the peace and the blessing they had known, because they had chosen to disobey God, chosen not to believe Him, chosen to yield to His enemy and obey His enemy. But the Lord was not content with that being the case of them and all their descendants. He meant that He was going to be able to fellowship with us anyway. Are you thankful for this? And no human beings from Adam on down could fix it, because every man and every woman sinned and came short of the glory of God.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like to listen to the series, The Ministry of Reconciliation, in its entirety, you may visit our website at morelife.org. Click on the Word Supply button, then select Series for an alphabetical listing. You will also find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 4th, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.